This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Zhivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, Collect, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well and you had a good weekend, relaxed yourself, enjoyed yourself, and having a good start to your work week if you are working. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 from the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-3005720. That's 242-3005720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Last night, Prime Minister, the Honorable Philip Brave Davis, gave a national address talking about the crime situation in the country. In particular, the Prime Minister gave the address to, in his words, to talk about, in quote, things we are doing to reduce crime and the plans we are implementing to prevent crimes from taking place in the first place. That was the stated objective of the Prime Minister's speech last night. I don't know if you heard it. Prime Minister indicated that while he would have loved to be talking about national development and plans, the circumstances of having 11 murders in 14 days made it necessary for him to do the address he was doing. Let me explain to you what 11 murders in 14 days mean. I am doubtful that we will continue at that clip, but if we did, if we continued at 11 murders in 14 days, at the end of the year, we would have 287 murders. 287 murders if we continued at this clip. Right? That wouldn't only eclipse any previous record of about 100, maybe 150 something or 60. That would obliterate any such record. if you annualize the present number of murders in the country. That would also mean that the Bahamas would have a murder rate of 72 persons for 100,000. 72 murders for 100,000. That would be extraordinary. That would put us in and among the countries with the highest murder rates all, for sure. Okay? In fact, it might put us right there at the top, if that continued. The country with the highest murder rate in the world is El Salvador in 2023. And that was 52 murders per 100,000. At this clip, that would be 72 murders per 100,000. I don't think that's sustainable. I don't think that that will happen. But it gives you a sense of the urgency with which the prime minister then may be approaching this situation. So to be sure, where we are now is remarkably out of character, even for us. Remarkably out of character. So the prime minister took to the airwaves to present to the nation his national address. Now, before getting into the things that the prime minister mentioned, if you listened to the speech, I would like to hear from you your reaction to the speech. You know, every effective speech giver, when you are taught to be an effective speech giver, you are taught to visualize in your mind what it is that you want your audience to take away from your speech. That's not just the content. You want to imagine what the audience would feel like, what the audience might do in response to your speech. You try to, because the speech is intended to produce an outcome. So if your audience is unsettled, you envision that following upon your speech, your audience is more settled. If your audience is unmotivated, you imagine that your audience is motivated, not just motivated, but motivated to do a particular set of things in accordance with the delivery and the content of the speech. If your audience is unaware, then you imagine that they become more aware, and that produces an effect too. So a speech is not just filling up a space and time. It is not merely responding because expediency might demand it. It is intended to produce a certain outcome, because words are powerful. They can be life-giving. You know, today is Martin Luther King Day in the United States of America, and to all the Americans, happy Martin Luther King Day. Martin Luther King's words, even almost 100 years later, or years, decades later, Martin Luther King would have almost been 100, but his words, decades later, echoes in eternity with a vibration that to this day influences the soul. Makes the soul reflect, makes the soul think, makes the soul want to do something. I heard it. I heard some of the speeches yesterday, just today, and I am moved. I'm inspired. I'm drawn to tears sometimes. Speeches can be powerful powerful movers of the Bahamian. The people, of the hearts of people. So I ask you, if you listen to the Prime Minister's speech, and if a Prime Minister of the country, if the head of a government is giving a speech, we should all be inclined to listen. If you can't listen, get the text and read it. Find out what the head of your government has said. What was your reaction? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead. Caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Shivago. I'm calling from Grand Bahama. I was in bed, comfortable and really excited to hear that the Prime Minister was going to respond to all that's happening in the Bahamas in terms of crime. I was very disappointed, actually. I heard a lot of words. I heard rhetoric. But I got a feel. I didn't get a sense of urgency in his delivery whatsoever. And we are at a point where we should be desperately asking for support to get rid of this terrible thing that's come over this country. But I didn't hear it in the Prime Minister's speech. I was disappointed, actually. I heard the words.
What can I ask you? What did you not hear it in the words, or you did not hear it in the tune? What was it? Which was it?
Well, that's my point. The words were there, like you said. It seemed to me like rhetoric, but I didn't get a sense of urgency which we should be at.
Mm.
I got nothing from it except words.
You wanted some more emotion and passion from it?
Exactly my point. Mm. Yes, I'm very disappointed when you consider the state of affairs, particularly in Nassau. I would have expected the Prime Minister would have come with a much more forceful delivery. Yeah, I was disappointed overall.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I appreciate your calling. I mean, you know, different speakers are different in terms of their delivery. Maybe that's not the Prime Minister. Maybe he's not that kind of a rah-rah kind of person. But that's first, the gentleman says he didn't hear the sense of urgency. This text is Mr. Lang, regard the police chief superintendent, Kristlyn Skippings. The lady came on national radio over the weekend to indicate the police will now be enforcing all lawbreakers. One, ticketing persons for running red light. Two, ticketing people for expired driver's license. Three, ticketing people for speeding, etc. The small stuff, what utter foolishness. Things to come on national radio to say as part of their new strategy on how the police intend now to stem crime and out-of-control murders. Isn't these things she and the police were getting paid long time to do and should have been doing long time? Oh, man, no wonder we lose in this crime fight with this level of reactionary policing and crime enforcement. We are toasted. Wow. Wow. What was your response, reaction to Prime Minister's speech? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Better line.
Yes, sir. How are you?
How you doing, man?
Right here, my friend.
I think the Prime Minister's speech was very sober. He didn't rush himself. He didn't stutter. And he didn't... You could have understand exactly what he was saying. Okay? Now, this thing with taking it to the criminals, a lot of things that he has said, all he needs to now do is put into action. Let the police force put into action.
Okay.
You can't fight a gunfight with a knife. You're looking to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to fight a gunfight with gun. Okay?
Okay.
And you have to show the criminals that you got bigger gun than them.
Okay.
Okay? Another thing, too, what I want to comment on. So I like how he came out and said that he wanted to have a day of prayer. The only problem I have with that is where they're having the day of prayer.
Where is it? In Rawson Square?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should have been bring the thing to the people.
Okay.
should have been on the Aaron Bailey Park. It should have been on Windsor Park. Should have been maybe at Montel Heights. Somewhere where the people is. You think you could get the people of East Street to walk downtown now to Rawson Square? all this shooting was going on. Now, you got to bring you up to show the criminals you're not afraid to come. If you making the criminals like you scared to come where they are. Let's go where the criminals are, man.
Okay.
Let's grab this thing by the neck and hold this down. We can do this, you know.
But otherwise, you were okay with the speech. You felt good about the speech.
Yeah, I liked how he tackled the crime situation. See, it's nothing.
Let me ask you a question. What did you hear that said to you, okay, yeah, we can tackle this now? What stood out to you?
When he went directly to the gang and the gang leaders. When he talked directly to them.
At one part
of that speech, he wasn't talking to me, you know, and he wasn't talking to you, you know.
Right.
He was talking directly to the criminal.
When he said,
they're coming after them. Told them that they have no place to hide. When he talked directly, that made me feel good.
Now, and to your point, you're saying once that's followed up with action, then, you know, that's what's important.
See, you might say that now, and the day or tomorrow, them fellas might be here. But when they ain't seen that now, man, they going wild again. What they need to do, you see all them pretty trucks that they just get? Put two police officers, two defense force officers on the back of them. One police driving, or one defense force officer driving, and the other one on the passenger side. And every man have a machine gun. Every man have a hyper, because these fellas have high power guns now. You can't go around them with no 45 and no 28 and no tank. Like the old people say, these fellas get bazooka and thing now. You got to show these fellas your gun. See, the police have a license of gun, you know. There's a saying, I can let you go right now. There's a saying that they used to say one time. Illegal gun fire more than licensed gun. That is what's happening now.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Okay? See, when the police have fired them gun, they got to give an account for every bullet that they fire. That fella ain't got to give no account to nobody for no bullet. All he needed was find somebody to go buy some more.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying, sir?
I got you, man.
But what I want them to do next time they do a day of prayer, bring it over to us, man. Bring it over there.
Okay.
Bring it to us.
Yeah. I'll have several at different points. We can have an actual
at the same time. Me, one of my members from my church was talking about it. You could have it down there. But have a crew on Windsor Park. Have a crew in Montel Heights. Have a crew on Arm Bailey Park. Have a crew East. Have a crew and everybody praying at one time.
Well, first of all, how a thing could be national if it ain't all over the place?
How
could it be national if it ain't all over the place?
I mean,
it helps, right? It helps that you get now Abaco involved, you get Long Island.
Yes,
involved,
or every island.
Yeah. And these days, because we got all of this internet and what have you, man, we could link up all of them sites and so forth and so forth. You know, you could take your time and do it. You don't have to do it because the Prime Minister called it today, you do it tomorrow. You could take your time and do it so it is truly national and fervor and connection. You know what I mean? Like you say.
Yeah, you want to connect everybody together. Because guess what? The crime mightn't be an Exuma today, you know. It mightn't be an Andres today, you know. But eventually, the way this going, if they don't nip this in the bud now, it can end up that way.
And not only that, though. See, the people in Exuma and Long Island have family in Nassau. So they're concerned about their family in Nassau, too.
Yes, sir.
So they would want to have in Nassau what is in Long Island or Exuma and Grand Bahama, where you don't have the same prevalence. And so having them involved and getting them in, it makes it more national.
But Brother Lang, I told this morning in my prayer, I look at my son and I tell the devil, he loses one. He can't get this one. Not this one. As long as I'm alive, he can't get this one.
And today is that
that's
national
how we need.
Day.
We need to take this poisoner now with our children, man.
And today is that National Day of Prayers. You know, I learned from Charles Spurgeon something about prayer that I find so profound. Listen, Charles Spurgeon says, if you are going to pray, don't just jump into prayer. Charles Spurgeon said, nobody goes before a prime minister, a president, a king,
and don't plan
what they are going to say, what they're going to ask for, knowing where they're going.
So yes, he says then four things that a prayer, effective prayer has to have. One, it has to be specific. Be specific about what you're going to request. He says, secondly, you have to have a strong desire. You can't just have a wishful or, you know, you just pray in words. He says you got to have a strong desire for the thing you're praying about. That's what praying means. I am wishing for, I'm longing for this thing. And then he says you got to have confidence in the God to whom you are praying, that you got to believe he can do this and will do it. And then he says you have to have an expectation for the result to come.
But let me say this, Brother Lang. If I was there in the Guardian radio station now, I'd have been walking around with the offering bond. You preached the sermon just now.
Man, that's Charles Spurgeon, man. Man, I'd love to listen to him.
You plagiarize it, but you preach a good sermon.
And you know, guess when he preached that message? In 1860-something. 1860-something.
That sounds like something would need to come back today.
You're hearing me.
I appreciate talking to you today.
Likewise, my friend. Take care, man. This text says, great show as usual. When I said the constitutional rights of people will have to be broken, people dismiss it. Now the government is going to do it. No, the prime minister said the opposite, actually, all right? He said they will not violate anybody's civil rights, okay? He said that. So, you know, the prime minister did not say that. The PM's speech should be more harsh. It was more diplomatic. The ghetto people ain't taking the speech seriously. You think not? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to C Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm listening to you. I want to hear what your response was to the speech. What was your response to the Prime Minister's National Address? We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Lang, I agree with the other caller in regards to the National Day of Prayer. Sometimes, Mr. Lang, I wonder when we call people our leaders, why they don't realize that the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is part and parcel of the same problem that faces us. They go and say they're our leaders if they lead, but they don't check with their people. Mr. Lang, look at Rawson Square itself for an evening day of prayer. When we have Junkanoo, Rawson Square is supposed to be the main performance area, but it's a very small area between Parliament Street and Bank Lane. But Junkanoo encompasses the rest of Bay Street, Elizabeth Avenue, Shirley Street, Frederick Street, all the way around by the old Mademoiselle and then coming up Bay Street around the Nassau Shop. If you have a National Day of a Prayer with two or three or four pastors standing up at Rawson Square, first of all, you're blocking out Samuel Butler's statue with the Bible. And then we're going to see this big statue with Queen Victoria, and we're talking about the Bahamian people killing up one another. So people who down by Frederick Street are not going to be able to hear what's going on in Rawson Square. And people in Shirley Street wouldn't be able to hear what's going on in Rawson Square. And you call it the people out. You laid, like the gentleman said, and you agreed also, you laid a massive area. Now let me celebrate Independence Day. We call everybody to Clifford Park. Hello, sir? Hello?
We go to Clifford Park.
We call
Park,
everybody
yeah.
to Clifford Park. And we put the big speakers up there, and people could be up on the Ford area, round by Hanzoli area, in Clifford Park itself, and without the use of the police and the fence force and all of them marching around with the dogs and the fire engines. We just get the people together and let the prime minister speak to the people, because the majority of the time when you get these religious together, they just want to come out with all their fancy garments and spit and hawk and all over the place. At the end of the day, it looks like they're just trying to out-preach one another as who can give the best preach.
All right.
The best sermon.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, caller. Go ahead. Okay. They must have left. This text says, great speech as all prime ministers do, but we will now see what the police do and what we, the citizens, will do. If regular people don't feel they have a responsibility in the fight, it would be fruitless. Okay. This text says, I agree with the caller. Rawson Square is not the place for the prayer service. Go to the people. There's no parking downtown. Every island should definitely have been involved, says that texter. This text says, Chris Lynn Skippings always speaks directly to the criminals. Chris Lynn, sorry. Skippings responding to the previous. Yes, she does. So Mr. Lang, watch the rights will be broken and don't mind the curve crime. Okay. We have another, some more text here. Okay, boy, texts are in. Says, good day, Lang. I sure had a good night to beat the dollar. Okay, you celebrating. And El Salvador's rate dropped to almost none. You mean this year, right? Because in 2023, that's not what the indication is. And this text says, Brad Davis is a great orator. His oratory skills are separate from substance. It sounded like he consolidated the talk show greatest hits. And that's a good thing because talk show contributions produce some great ideas. However, I felt a sense of great unease that the entire police leadership couldn't announce zero tolerance for simple things like running the red light in all of 2 years. How is that possible? This text says, Mr. Lang, the prime minister's speech was garbage. He should have said this. We are bringing in more judges. We will court time to 18 hours a day for 6 days a week to get backlog of cases. One more thing, Mr. Lang, make longer prison time for guns, 50 years. This text says, Mr. Lang, there will be a live stream from all over the Bahamas. Okay. Okay, so there are events in every place in the Bahamas, is what you're saying? Okay, great, wonderful. I didn't hear that, but if that's true, that's good. It says, good day, with all due respect, a day of prayer is useless because there are no works from the people who should be working. The PM is only paying us lip service. We will feel good after, but I will put big money on it that the evening of that day of prayer, there will be a murder. Sorry to say, I feel just as confident that we will return to the status quo with regards to murder as the Cowboys are known to choke in the first round of the playoffs. This text, Mr. Lang, I agree with your last call. The prayer call should have been over the hill where all the people and criminals live. I hear one big Sunday school rally is going to be in one alley over the hill. That's how you reach the PM speech was very sobering. Okay.
The text says the PM asking for a day of prayer is a cop-out on his duties, and PM, he must pray while he jet-setting. This text says the speech was delivered well and certainly necessary for me. I am more interested in action. We need a national day of prayer and repentance. We somehow always neglect the repentance part. Wow. True. This text says, Mr. Lang, good day. As far as we know, the government in their own admission knows who the gang leaders are after meetings with. Why aren't they already in custody? The PM again announced that Bahamians with dual citizenship are smuggling guns. Again, why aren't they in custody? Why haven't we seen a crime plan after all this time in office? This speech, in my view, was just fluff, says that texter. What were your thoughts? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Chibago. How are you doing today?
Hey, Anton. I'm good, man. How are you?
Right here. Very interesting conversation. I knew you would be digging into this, so I'm very happy that I'm tuning in.
I ain't digging into nothing yet. I only listen to people.
Well, look,
you only can get me mixed up twice in 3 weeks.
Well, I am very disappointed because I know missing from the conversation is your input.
Yeah, not yet. I have some thoughts, but not yet.
Well, I'll be listening out for those thoughts, and hopefully, depending on how much you dig into it, you'll spare me an opportunity to go on back and make a comment. But look, yeah, Chivago, I must say, I was quite pleased listening to the Prime Minister and one of your callers, one of the last texters into your show. Said that the Prime Minister isn't serious. He isn't talking about extending the court hours, bringing in more magistrates. That's exactly what he spoke to, as a matter of fact, Chivago. The Prime Minister would have announced that his government is investing millions of dollars. His Attorney General would have spoken to it, where they have bought and gotten the approvals to destroy the buildings when necessary and renovate where necessary. The buildings between where the Rodney A. Bean, E. Bean building is, go straight across over to Charlotte House. That entire stretch of buildings will become a new court complex where they will have triple the amount of justices, magistrates, triple the amount of courtrooms, et cetera, in order to ensure that justice is adjudicated. The Prime Minister spoke last night to the Swift Justice being impactful already in its current form, where the Chief Justice, Sir Ian Wynder, would have assigned a specific justice in order to oversee matters relating to guns and ammunition in the country. And he would have explained in statistics, they would have moved from cases taking years in order to come to trial to cases only taking 2 to 3 months. And so I'm only saying that, and there are so many more examples in the Prime Minister's communication, if one was really listening to what he was saying, and to see how one as a constituent or one as a resident or one as a citizen of the Bahamas could join in and support the Prime Minister, the Chief Justice, the Commissioner of Police, the Royal Bahamas Defense Force Commodore, and parliamentarians in general, in seeking to take the war to crime, to reduce it to an irreducible minimum possible in the shortest frame of time as possible. Although I know that's going to be a mammoth task that's going to take quite a bit of time in order to accomplish, right? Crawl to where it is overnight, and it's not overnight either. That's an investment in time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears, and then we'll begin to reap the results. But we have to be patient, and we have to do our part in order to bring it to fruition. But like I started out saying, I was pleased with the Prime Minister Davis's communication last night. I thought it was very timely. I really respect that the leader of our country is taking the lead to call for the Christian, the religious and the Christian community in our country to lead us in prayer. I think that is so significant.
Anton, you've not heard that before, Anton?
I'm not saying I haven't heard it before. I'm not saying I haven't heard it before, Shimago. But all I'm saying is I am rather happy to know that
it's happened.
At this point in time, when we're going through this crisis right now, we have a prime minister who is not afraid to take a step aside and to allow for the leaders from the religious community, the Christian community in our country, to have a day. Well, it's not just a day, but to have their way and to ensure that God is in the midst of the plan.
The prime minister saying tomorrow will be our national day of prayer.
Right.
And it's a day.
Yeah, I'm not saying he didn't announce it as a day, but naturally it's going to extend to more than a day because crime being to be resolved after this day of prayer, right?
You and me hope so. You and me hope. We hope it can extend beyond today.
Well, you know what, Shimago? In reality, it's going to have to extend in our private homes, in our communities, in our groups, in our chat groups, et cetera, et cetera. This prayer is going to have to be unceasing. Ain't no question about it.
Let me tell you something. I have been a participant. I have worked in churches. I attend churches. I've been involved a long time, and I can tell you, the Christian community throughout the course of the year is constantly praying for the nation.
Absolutely.
Constantly praying about crime. Constantly. It don't make no difference where it is. It's the Catholic Church, because they have periods where they pray for the nation and situations and communities. Same thing in the Anglican churches, same thing in the evangelical churches in the 7 day. So, a national day of prayer is a unique something, but let's be clear. There's great prayers going up for the nation. I pray for our community in my private prayer. I pray for our prime minister now. So we pray that lots of people are praying. National days of prayer are unique in their collective calling, but let's be real. There are lots of prayers that go up for this nation. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, and when we come back, we will continue our discussions. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust. Explore the RF Secured Balance Fund, designed for long-term financial security. This diversified fund offers both growth potential and a steady income source. Plan for the long-term minimum investment of 5 years. With over 2 decades of experience, RF Bank and Trust is your expert in preserving and growing wealth. We're your local private bank, connecting you with the best local and international investment opportunities. Don't miss the chance to secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust.
Spice up your taste buds this season with the new Jalapeno Rodeo Burger at Burger King Nassau. Each bite of the Jalapeno Rodeo features a classic flame-grilled beef patty, pepper jack cheese, crunchy fried onions, and a spicy jalapeno kick, topped with barbecue and chipotle sauce served on a soft potato bun. The Jalapeno Rodeo Burger is even tastier in a combo with our new half-seas, half onion rings, and half french fries with a drawn with the new and delicious creamy floats collection at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio. Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
How are you?
Thank you for your patience.
Shivago.
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm okay. What I want to say is last week I wanted to call in because a lady called in, and she told you that 60% of the children in the schools are Haitians. She is more than that. It's 90%. I don't live far from, you know me, when I see you in person, I will tell you. 90% of the children in Anatole Rogers schools are Haitians descendants.
That is not true.
They talk like you and me.
So
most of them are carrying Bahamian titles. Let me give you an illustration. I had a young man working with me last week. He told me he didn't know that his father, his grandparents, his father people were Haitians. His daddy left, his mother left his daddy, but she never told him why. So his daddy went to the States and remarried, and his daddy came back in December, in the Christmas. So he carried him and his brothers to see their grandparents for the first time. His daddy was brought up in Nassau, but he came to Freeport to live. So his mother is a Bahamian from Andras. So he said his daddy introduced him to his grandparents, who are Haitian woman and Haitian man. He couldn't believe it.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am?
Yes.
So you said that the child's mother is Bahamian.
Bahamian.
And the child's father was an Haitian.
But his father is a Haitian. Said his father, his mother. Okay,
were they married? Were they married?
They were married. But she thought all along that he was a Bahamian. But he carried a title. I don't call the name because one of the shows on the radio has that title. So he said when his father came out for the Christmas and carried him to meet his grandmother and grandfather, they were Haitian, but his daddy adopted a Bahamian title. And if I won't call the title on the radio.
But hold on, ma'am. Mm-hmm. First of all, there's nothing new about that at all. When I was in primary school over 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
40 years ago. Mm-hmm. I had numerous. I went to school in a community where there was a big Haitian population. Yeah. I assure you, the school was in 90% Haitians, and neither is Nanatol Rogers. Not even close. Not even close.
Right. So
not even close. But children did adopt non-Haitian surnames. That is true. I know them. I know some of them today. Today they carry their Haitian names, but then they did not. These are my friends. So this isn't new. But what I'm trying to understand is, where are you going with it, though? What does this say?
You see me in person. Do not knock Bahamians when they called up and they say, this is happening to them. I went in that store several times and could never be served.
It isn't a question of knocking, but they will never let anyone come on this show who does not have evidence to say things that could be insightful that are not true.
Go to the Chinese store in S. and Barnabas on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You will be served. They have numbers.
I've been in that Chinese store and I aborted that Chinese store. My grandmother lived on that street on Wolf Road next to St. Barnabas Church. I live in the Bahamas. I shop in the Bahamas. I go many places where you all say you all go. And I do not have the experience that some people say. I know that there are Haitians in there, there are Chinese in there, there are Bahamians in there as well. I just don't understand what the point of all this is. We're talking about crime. How does that help solve crime? By getting flustered that, 90% of the people in Anadol Rogers are Haitians? Says who? How do you just make that statement? You know them? You know everybody there? You've checked that out? No. And I'm not going to let you get away with that. Even if I know you. Because we can't do that. Where the evidence is, fine. What can I do? But I don't like this effort to just throw things out there to do what? Incite emotional something? To tell me we don't just knock Bahamians? I don't knock anybody. If you say something that you can't evidence, I'm going to say, you don't have any evidence of that. It's not knocking. That's called being responsible. And we shouldn't be irresponsible when we get on these radio stations and talking because we have some issues with people up in that nationality. What is so curious to me is the child's mother is a Bahamian. The child's father is a Haitian. And yet you don't see the child as mixed. You see the child as Haitian. The mother's Bahamian as a man, nothing. Why? Because something inside of some of us just ain't dealing with these people, man. Just wouldn't deal with them. Right? Haitians aren't the only people that hide their identity. or don't come up front. You marry somebody, you date somebody, and you marry their mommy, their daddy, the brothers and sisters. No? Come on, man. No, let's wake up. Let's wake up. Let's do the right things. Let's think right. These texts, let me see if we can get some of these in. This says, Mr. Lang, good day. As far as we know, the government in their own admission knows who, So good day, Lang. If everything is the will of God, why pray? It's obvious, it seems, like the more they pray, seems like God ignores them. It's like a deaf, dumb, blind God who never explains. Wow. Boy, one of your Christian leaders should answer him. You mean like, so, okay, let me show you something. How long have we been praying, somebody might ask? We've been praying a long time, right? So the crime starts in the Bahamas. So let me tell you. So if you go from the crime statistics from 1990 in the Bahamas. So in 1991, the crime went down. The murder rate went down. In 92, the murder rate went up. In 93, it went down. In 94, it went up. You all seeing the pattern? In 95, it went down. In 96, it went up. In 97, it went down. In 98, it went up. In 99, it went down. In 2000, it went. Y'all seeing the pattern? Then in 2003, it went down. In 2004, it went down. For two consecutive years, it went down. Guess what happened? In 2005, it went up. In 2006, it went up again. In 2007, it went up again for three consecutive years. So for years, it went up, down, up, down, up, down every year. For 2001, it went down and down. And then the next 3 years, it went up. Then it went down in 2008. It went up. And it went up in 2010. It went up in 2011. So from 2008 to 2011, it went up and up and up. Anything particular in those years? The Great Recession? That was Ingram's term, too. So this was high. It went down in 2012. It went up in 2013. It went up in 2014. It skyrocketed in 2015. And then it went down in 2014. Then it went up in 2017. Then it went down in 2018. Then it went 19. Any pattern? See the pattern? So we've been having this seesaw up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Some periods where you go up for a couple of years, then go down for a couple of years. But the pattern continues. It's like, just look at it. It just looks like a boop, boop, boop. But when we hit highs from 1990 to mid 2000 to 2015, the higher. That's what had happened. What's happened up to 2015? Now the highs aren't as high as the highest, you know, but they're climbing up there again. Right? So you're praying in all that period. Right? As the caller is saying, you pray. Up, down, 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 up, down. What do you say? One preacher said to me, well, you know, Shivago, you don't know what, I'm going to read for you exactly what the preacher said to me. Preacher said that by faith and obedience to God, we pray, we provide the prayer. God provides the answer. Wouldn't want to see what happens with crime or every other evil if nobody prayed. And that's what the argument is in some places. You're listening to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. We'll be back after the news break.
This road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join me. Our producer, just to let you know, someone is joining me. Please let them in. Thank you very much. We're so delighted that all of you could join us today. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4617, I think. Forgive me, I might have missed that one. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. If you want to text, you can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 4. I have joining me today Madam Laverne Gardner. She helps to keep me sane sometimes when I'm having some of these conversations. I'm so glad she was able to join today. Hi, Laverne. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Good, good, good. Welcome, welcome. So glad you could join us from Mixed Views. You got a show coming up this Friday?
Yes, I am planning a show this Friday.
Okay, okay, okay.
Friday, 6 o'clock.
Wonderful, wonderful. We got a call on the line. Let's take that call. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Brother Lang.
Hey, man. How are you?
All is well, man. Look, like every time I call in, I send up a Laverne on in your show, too.
Because I know you're coming on, so I want to make sure someone else could make sure.
Are you feeling good about that?
With this intelligence you got.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's bad luck. I just checked it.
No. I mean, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Okay.
That's a good thing. Because I like to hear when you put your input, right? So I guess I'll hear that after and see what I got to say. But Brother Lang,
yes, you were saying
you would like somebody from the Christian nation to come and rebut what the gentleman was talking about, prayer when you pray, and God he answered, and God this and God that and all them things.
He didn't say when you pray, God don't answer. He said when you look, he was talking about this present situation, and he was saying, he said, this is what he said, good day, Mr. Lang. If everything is the will of God, obvious, and it seems like the more they pray, seems like God ignores them. It's like a deaf, dumb, and blind God who never explains.
Okay, well, I would like to really just say something concerning what he said, right? Number one, to me, he don't sound like he is a believer in Christ Jesus. That's number one. Number two, it's God's will for us to pray at all times. In the good times and in the bad times. Now, at the end of the day, when we pray, we got to make sure we pray in God's will. See, some people pray, but they ain't praying God's will. God's will is His word. And if you're not praying God's word, then you're really not looking for God to respond concerning that prayer. But
I love that what you said. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir?
Do you believe that we can pray now because we prayed?
Nope.
Okay.
Let me tell you why I say that. Right? According to the word of God. According to God's word. Okay. I can give you the book where you could go to and look at it. Right? It's in the book of Amos. Right?
Mm-hmm.
God said to the people them. Right? If you see violence in the land, did not I allow it? See, when they blaming the prime minister, when they blaming the government, when they blaming the church, when they blaming the families. They just don't know what they say. They doing that already, isn't it?
Just a minute though. I want to break this down. I'm not gonna rush you, but
okay.
So, but God allows many things
But that doesn't mean that's what he wants.
No, that ain't his will. Okay, yeah,
so,
will.
So his allowing it is one thing. So my point, though, to you is, I pray. We have a National Day of Prayer. What do we pray? What do we pray exactly? Help me. What do we pray? Lord, stop these murders in the Bahamas. Lord, we pray.
Okay, you started off somewhat the right way, right? But at the end of the day, I want you to understand, we could go there praying that prayer. But why we going there praying that prayer? Listen to this. I want you to hear me good, sir. And we still looking for the police them to do the job. Why we going to pray? Why we going to God? See, now, when you go to God, you say, God, man, our police them, they can't handle this. Our government, they can't handle this. They don't have no idea, no clue. They don't have no way, no means and ways. But Lord, we need you. See, that's God's will. Because, listen, Chirago, let me ask you something on a positive note. If you have a problem with your son or your daughter, right? And you can't, you really don't know what's going on in their mind. You going to God telling God something, you know what's wrong with them. That's all you can tell him, what's wrong. What do you need him to do? But you ain't allowing him to let him know, I can't deal with your children. I don't know what's going on with them, but Lord, I need you to help me. That wouldn't be
let me ask you a question. You read the Bible, so do I. It's true. So let me ask you, have you ever seen any police?
Nope. You remember the fella with the king did name? King, remember when them two armies come up against him? He never tell the Lord to deal with them. You know what he tell the Lord? He never tell the Lord, help me to take them out, you know. You know what he tell the Lord? Like, I can't deal with these people. There's a big set of people. These people are greater than me. Lord, I need you. See, let me tell you something, Dragoline. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. The first war against war started in heaven, you know. You know? The first war. When Satan tried to take overthrow the throne, it started in heaven. And listen, when he came on earth, you can't look for everything to be good every day.
But you know that example you just profound, right? Because so we pray to God for murders, for instance, to reduce, for crime to reduce. Crime is an exercise of the will of somebody. Right. Crime is an exercise of the will of somebody. Lucifer,
right?
Where God was
in heaven,
exercise his will of rebellion.
And who was the Almighty? Who was the all-knowing, all-seeing?
God did not rebuff his will. God rebuffed his execution of his will.
Right. Right. So at the end of the day, when you really study scriptures and when you really understand the God that we serve, watch this, Chivago. He have a perfect will. And he have a permissive will. And the permissive will is what we're living in right now. Mm-hmm. His permissive will allow us to see this evil and wicked thing what's going on in the nation.
Because of the choices we have made.
Yeah, like you say, one year it up, one year it down.
Yeah, I mean, and it goes like that. Yeah. I mean, I can show you the graph.
But the thing about it, you said it started from 1980.
No. I went from 1990.
But it was way before then. But it wasn't as extensive as it is right now today.
Yeah, the increase we have increased in mid from 1963. We ended the decade with more murders than we every decade.
Mm.
So if you draw a line between 1963 and 2023, for the Bahamas in terms of murder, the line will tilt upward, meaning trending upward in your murder rate from 1963.
Right. And just what? Like I tell people, but a line. You don't know the mind of a person. Nobody know the mind of a person. You don't know when a person can get up and say, "Man, look, I can't go take out this boy." Now, if he can't go take out somebody, you think he can't go take out that person when the police are on or when the church are on? That fella can't go take out that fella where he know, when he done do what he do. That's it.
Now, we say God knows the mind of people and God knew, therefore, the mind of Cain, and Cain still kill Abel.
Exactly.
We got another caller, brother. I always appreciate you calling.
Hello, yeah, man. You have a blessed one. And,
you too, my friend. Take care. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you?
Hey, right here, man. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Just want to chime in on the conversation. I was doing some interesting reading. And I heard you and the gentleman talking about man and be praying. First of all, we got to remember God himself said man is evil.
Man is sorry? Man is what?
Man is evil with the intention of doing good. Man is already evil. In Genesis 6, it says the Father's disgusted because man was so evil. That's why he destroyed the earth and the beasts and the fowl and everything else. But not even that. If we read through the scriptures, we see where it says, the scripture says, the world was full of confusion and evil before God existed. And so I find that interesting now that we're here having conversations about us as humans. And we tend to say what we need to pray or what we need. No, we just need to take full responsibility of our own actions. And like what you said, it's our ability to create. And so we ourselves have to take full responsibility, first of all, and see the change that we want to. That's just my two cents I wanted to chime in on.
Appreciate it. That's very, a very, very useful thought. Thank you very much. Jeremiah 17:19 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Laverne, we're talking about the PM's speech.
Address,
and I have not weighed in. We were trying to get people's impressions, people's feelings, people's reactions to the speech. And so far, it's been some of good and some of not so good.
Right.
So far. This text, I'm going to read some of these texts and then we'll have a conversation about it.
Okay.
It says, good afternoon, air or an hour of prayer. If it's a day, this country should have been shut down for all day of prayer. It's interesting. It says, good afternoon. The prime minister and his government can make the changes in parliament. No one, guilty or not, should be out on bail if you are charged with murder. The penalties is not severe enough. The police know where the hotspots are and who are the gang members and the leaders are. It says, suck my teeth, what gang? Stop giving these little delinquent children a controversial. LA has a gang, Honduras has a gang, New York, South America, Mexico, some of part of Africa, et cetera, et cetera. These little boys and lazy governing, Laverne. Says Jamaica, TNT has a gang. This Nassau gang isn't even organized. The other is misfits problem coming from corrupt authorities, politicians, and wealthy, powerful men and women. This text says, Mr. Lang, please stop allowing Anton to dominate the airwave. Allow others to weigh in. Not only that's a very dumb comment you just made, man, because everybody who has come on the air has been able to talk and talk for as long as they want for the most part until they run out. So you stop talking nonsense. All right? Stop talking nonsense, wasting your type in instead of saying what you want to say in terms of the topic we have.
say, you ain't got the answer, Sway. No politicians, no church leaders, no magic, just Jehovah, please lean on him, okay? So we need to have a no-tolerance rule. This text says throwing more judges at our crime problem won't help. If we continue to make judicial appointments based on politics and place attorneys on the bench who have a bed in court, okay. This text of Selang, the lady, is right because I know of about 50 of Haitians who has Bahamian last name, and a few of them told me their parents changed their so that they don't have the stigma of being called Haitian. I didn't say she wasn't right about Haitians having changing their name so that they sound more Bahamians. I told her I had that experience. I told her she's wrong that 90% of the people in Anatole Rogers is Haitian because she can't know. She cannot evidence that. You walk around the school, look, you look like a Galatian child. Man, come on. The text of Selang, I like your style. Facts over opinions. No way 90% is correct. Ah, boy. Said, God didn't stop Cain from killing Abel. You all want Brave Davis to stop murders. Well, we don't want Brave Davis to stop murders. I mean, I don't think that's what people are saying. Mr. Davis wants murders to stop. And his administration is working on that, rightly so. Right? So don't get caught up. Don't get mixed up. Says, my beloved brother, are we Bahamians really having a serious convo about prayer? At this point, we must know that prayer is only a feel-good measure. Slaves prayed for 400 plus years, and Africans are still praying for freedom and equality. So evidently, we see that prayer does not work, or at least it takes 400 plus years to work. Well, it don't take 400 years to work in every situation. I certainly
agree. No, it does not.
And yeah. I have gotten answers in short periods
of time. I've not been alive 400 years, and I have prayed, and I have seen the results of my prayers.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll have to disagree with that. Some I waited a while for, and some I got right away. Yeah. Here's the thing. We don't understand fully, and we'll never fully be able to comprehend the mind and the move of God, I'll say this, and how he works. But there are some things that I know that are foundational. The Bible says that whatsoever a man sows, he will reap. Some people not particular to the Bible will say it's karma. We all hear it. When you spit in the wind, it'll fly back in your face. All of them come to the same thing. What you sow, you are going to reap. What we need to do is take a look at how we've sown these seeds of violence that have come home to roost. It didn't just happen. We didn't go to sleep one night as a peaceful nation and then woke up the next day and suddenly we had violent people, we had murders, and now we don't know what to do. So we have to be able, number one, to look at the course of actions that we've taken, admit on up to that, right? And then move on from there. It's wonderful if we could have a magic wand somehow. That we could just wave and crime would just disappear. And the other callers have said, the heart of man is evil. And so does that mean we do not pray and just say, okay, it's evil? No, it does not. But what we need to understand is we praying. We're praying. Stop crying. About God, we recognize, how about a prayer of repentance, a prayer for mercy, right? And a prayer a change of heart, like I said to you. The people who are out there doing the good work and trying to speak to those people who are trying to reach those people, that those people who engage in violent activities, their heart would be softened to hear and receive and know that there's a better course of action. But will that totally erase crime? It won't, because we have free will and God will not interfere with gave us that. So he gave us free will. And so that's why he didn't stop Cain from killing Abel.
Yes.
Because Cain had a choice to make.
A choice to make, given to him by God.
Right. And so we want God, like, and we've heard many people say, we want God to leave us alone and to live our lives the way that we choose to live our lives. But then when bad things happen, we want him to then come and supersede our will. The will that we say we have, that this my free will to do it and live as I please. But then when these things begin to happen, we then want God to come in and just supersede our will,
not cry. And so don't get me wrong. I'm not against us praying. I believe that we should always to pray. The Bible tells men ought to pray, right? And so we always to pray and believe change could take place. But one of the things that we have to do is accept responsibility and see how we have allowed these things over a period of time to take place.
We have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day. How are you?
Good, good. Yourself?
Excellent. Yeah, couple points. One, faith or prayer without works is useless. That's one. So they got to work in conjunction with each other. And your last caller, who talked about the earth was evil before God. God was before everything, eh? God is the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So tell him he's a little error with that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Isness only is because God is and was.
Right.
Exactly. God is.
Yeah.
He was here way before every man. He was here. He just was here. Okay?
Yeah.
And slash prayers and faith without works is useless. We need something. And also, this country, we inherit some of this violence. All right? Mm-hmm. If you check the Bible, it speaks about racism and all that, you know. It speaks about different races and being into different races. You inherit some stuff. And also, it also teaches you about don't let everyone touch you, put your hands on you, you know. Spirits are transferred and all that. Everything like that. The Bible speaks about all this. Everything we're going through today, just pick up the book and read. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, understand? All right. Okay, thank you much.
Thank you, my friend.
And let's be honest, too. Let's be honest, Snoop. But all of our crime and violence and murder, particular set of people, as if we were living so peacefully and so wonderfully, and then a certain set of people have come into the country, and now we are. Let's be fair.
Yep. Let's not do that.
Let's don't touch that narrative.
Let's have another. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Good afternoon to your guest.
Thank you.
I agree with I do see the importance of prayer. Mm-hmm. Prayer changes things, and prayer without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And like you and your guests have been saying, we have to do some resetting. We have failed in some ways many times, and I think the main blame is at the home. And it's the responsibility of not only the home, but the church and the whole community. We all have the wrongs to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Sad reality. I don't know if you've ever been to just a mere funeral service of a youth. Mm-hmm. And you see, mind you, they dress right up and all the frills and the fancies and all the creativity coming out. But when you look around them, the drinking and the smoking and the carrying on and the disrespect for God's house, it makes you wonder. Who?
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously, we need to open our eyes and say, who are these people? Who have they raised?
And you know, who haven't we raised?
About, and there rose another generation who knew not God. And the sad reality is many persons and many grandparents have dropped the ball. The children, the parents have dropped the ball. Drive around. I tell anybody, you drive around. Us who prayed up people, drive around this country. At certain environments, you pass in the main thoroughfare, and you can see the little children amidst the drinking and the smoking and the gambling and the cussing and the carrying on. What will be that future?
Just to support your observation, when I was a member of parliament, I went in my constituency. It was over the hill. And in the home, there was a lady there. She was she had to have been over 300 pounds, right? And she had about 6 children running around her, and the eldest of them could not have been 10 years old. And she was cussing them while they were running up and down. And I walked out of that home, and I said, here is the future.
Mm-hmm. The sad reality is that we grew up many of our people in our country are poorly socialized. Mm-hmm. And so we have to all go back and see how we can help. If government has to more or less have a somewhat mandatory or somewhat encouraged adult volunteerism program that can touch them, who won't feel as if no one is checking for them. We have to do whatever we have to do to arrest this. Only one country we have, sir. Only one country. And we have to ask God to give the wisdom on how to correct the wrongs. And I believe in this, sir. The greatest movement beside the church in this country, the greatest movement beside the Christian church, is that of John Canoe.
Mm.
Could you imagine the good of John Canoe could be used for greater good by just getting those children and getting those as all of the different stratas of society come together, and we put in and invest into social programs.
No, environment is healthy now.
That we know too, but let's just try to clean it up somewhat. Because trust me, there are many who are doing good in some of them, and we get
No question about it.
So all I'm simply saying, sir, is that a normal for some children, we may have grew up with our fathers cleaning, shining his shoe. But these children, many of them are growing up with the gun being shined. And
we appreciate your calling. Thank you very much. Very, very, very much. Do we have another call on the line?
Yes, Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Great. Someone called me and said, why praise God is in control?
Mm.
Well, Jesus had to pray, and we are not greater than him. We have to learn and follow the pattern after him. If he tells us to pray, so we pray to communicate with God. We don't see him, but we know that God, he is the Spirit. And when we pray, we believe that we are praying to a God who we never seen. Okay? And with the prayer, what they have in tonight, if I had something to do with that, I would say yesterday, which was Sunday, I had to send a degree out that all churches from all the islands, New Providence, every place, pray for the nation. That's where everybody would have been involved, who the family island, and who would have been involved also. Because when you look at it, when we say we're praying for the nation, we can see the same set of churches because, number one, the Jehovah's Witness, they ain't going to be a part of that because they believe in something else. And the Rastafarian, they believe in something else. But we'll see the same people who always come and pray for the nation. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. But it's to be the same old thing, you see. So I think, you know, we could have a wider scope that everybody would have been in tools that they got to really pray yesterday. And we shouldn't just wait until we see 8 or 9 murders and then we hurry up. Wait, let's go pray. No. See, we are trying to manipulate God to get God to do something. And it don't work like that. We cannot. The Bible said when, I think with the place name, the whole king, they called for prayer. Everything was shut down. Everything was shut down. And because they turned their heart towards God. And God spared the country. My last point is with the prime minister speak. It was sober. It was life. And I watch him. He was really serious. The words that was coming out of his mouth. And I believe it gives the commissioner now authority. He had it before. And tells him to go out there and flush out. I believe it takes the community people. If we see something, to just call to flush out whatever's going on. Because why? We get it from the commanding chief now. He said, you cannot hide. We will find you wherever you go. So it's given the people. The only thing that I don't like, because some of the station you call, they get ID callers, and you don't know, you don't know who's who, and they maybe will, you know, tell the friends them or whatever. See, so people are more fearful also to really call, because people see a lot of things that are going on. But I believe these wannabe thug ain't nothing happening for them. Before next month, which is February, you'll see a calmness down. The police got have everything under control. Thank you.
I got you, brother. Thank you. This text says, when are we going to take some of the responsibility for crime? Police only get involved after the crime. Many of us know the criminals, yet still crying when murders happen. This text says, good day. And is a day 24 hours or 2 hours? Lord, help us all. We have to salute T.G. Morrison and Mr. Lang asked a good pastor why he pushed the good button on majority rule day. Check the tape. I asked why he pushed the button. Me? So Shabbat, call it for what it is. This is the most rhetorical topic ever. Too much superstition, not reality. It only exists in their minds. People use biblical verses for their own benefit. Hypocrites, man. You know everybody out. You know everybody
out. Right.
Yes. Come on, man. And you know, come on, you sound like a spiritual hater. Nonsense. Can't tell you how you know it's a hypocrite. We don't even know it's a hypocrite.
Here's the thing, Shivago. I want to make a couple of points. The first point is, having a day of prayer, of national prayer, I don't see it to my mind as a manipulation, because I know for a fact there are people who are praying daily. There's a group of women who, and I don't mean a small group, a couple of friends, but there are a group of women get up every 5 o'clock and pray for this region, right? So this isn't like a haphazard thing. And if we go back to the Old Testament, we see when Israel would get in trouble, serious trouble, they begin to cry out to God. So this is not an odd thing, right, to call a national day of prayer. And there are those who are saying it's supposed to be a day of prayer, but it seems like it's only 2 hours. You pray. Who can make a personal decision to say, I am going to pray every hour or every 30 minutes, or I am going to pray all day? You can make that personal decision, couldn't you? And it would stay a day of prayer that you set aside. The other thing is, what is it that we were expecting the prime minister to say? What is it that we really expected from him, other than what he said? What was our expectation? You know, you hear people say, oh, he could have, and he didn't. What was he supposed to say? Exactly, what was your level of expectation? Because anything that he said last night, anything, as good as it may sound, or as bad as it may sound to some, does it have any meat behind it if he doesn't put the power to the words? Meaning, if they don't, certain things will have to be in effect.
Absolutely. But you
and
know.
So for me, it was like, okay, you are explaining your intention. I'd like to have happen. But these things won't come to fruition until laws are enacted. The police could still only operate within the parameters of the existing law until that law changes. The courts could still only within the parameters of the law as it pertains to them until the law changes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our final break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this final.
Take a stand. Everybody.
Secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust. Explore the RF Security Financial Security. This diversified fund offers both growth potential and a steady income source. Plan for the long term with a recommended minimum investment of 5 years. With over 2 decades of experience,
RF Bank and Trust is your expert in preserving and growing wealth. We're your local private bank, connecting you with the best local and international investment opportunities. Don't miss the financial future with RF Bank and Trust.
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Love the show? Want to give yes today? Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I'm joined here by Mrs. Laverne Gardner of Mixed Views, Friday afternoon, 6 o'clock.
Friday evening, 6 o'clock p.m.
There you go. We have a caller on the line, some callers actually. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, I just to clarify what Laverne said, eh? When I made my statement about different races in the country, she pinpointed one race, right? And everyone knows one race, which is pinpoint. But I'm not talking about that one race. This whole country full of different races, nationalities from all over the world. And all of them bring their uniqueness to this country to do, to take part in our crime in our country. Because everyone was successful and everyone want progress. But also, along with progress comes crime. You understand? You want the good, but you don't package it. But it's how you manage it. And we have the laws on the books. We need to start enacting these laws on the books and stop letting 7 and 9 white men somewhere in England trying to determine what is the worst of the worst for this country. Because if you have no fear like a child, if a child steals out your purse, if one of your children steals from you and you don't spank them or reprimand them, right? They'll do it over and over and over and over again.
I got you, bro. I do have some callers who haven't contributed before, so let them get in. All right, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
Hey, good, man. How are you?
All right, sir. Good afternoon to your co-host.
What's up?
Yes, sir. Mr. Lang, well, the real thing was about the Prime Minister's speech, right, sir?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, because we're getting on to that prayer thing.
It's all part of the thing, so no problem. Go ahead, sir.
But I feel as if, Mr. Lang, that the speech was nothing but words, because it really didn't have any substance. It really didn't have, it gave general vague ideas about what it is that he wants to do, but there was no like real plan on how to really accomplish what it is that he's going to accomplish. You know, and I feel as if it's failed government, in my opinion, Mr. Lang, when there's talk of just like bringing more violence or more muscle to the street, as opposed to bringing policy that would change things and make things better in the country. You know what I mean? To me, that's admitting that you yourself have no ideas or no vision that you can use to change it. But what's interesting, Mr. Lang, is what the church can do, though. you know, is that when you read the Bible, you see where the men of God challenged the government. The men of God were government's biggest opposition, you know, but today we have the men of God gathering with the men of power in prayer. You understand what I mean? Like, that is just so, you know, but like I said, Mr. Lang, I personally feel as if prayer, like, or prayer without works is dead. You know what I mean? And the caller who called to try and defend his point about prayer, he actually contradicted himself, because the caller who he called to say was wrong was actually right when the caller was saying that if it's God's plan, then how in the world can we expect our prayers to change it when God is all just and he knows what he's doing? You know, because even when you ask the gentleman if he feels as if by prayer alone it will change, he said no. You know what I mean? Okay. So I mean, it's like it shows how immature, Mr. Lang, we are as a society, how we trying to solve this problem. People need to stop praying so much and start to ask more questions. Try to seek more solutions as opposed to just praying, because to do the same thing over and over again and to expect a different result is nothing but what they say is insanity. Thank you very much, Mr. Lang.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. First of all, let me tell you, the relationship between men of God and the government, you must be talking about two different dispensations, because in the Old Testament, the prophets used to challenge the king for sure. But he also worked with the king, but he also challenged the king. Right. The only men of God that we really knew was, the Sanhedrin Council and them, that they really used to work with the Roman government. But Jesus and John the Baptist certainly didn't have a contentious relationship with the government, but they were focused on the people more than the government had a contentious relationship with them. Secondly, don't say if it's a plan of God, you can't change God's mind, because the Bible does not support that. When God wanted and made up his mind to kill and destroy the people of Israel after they were rebelling against him, Moses prevailed upon him to change his mind. Don't say God can't change his mind. God had a couple examples where God changed his mind. And a couple of examples where God said he changed his mind if such and such a thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we can't really say that you can't change God. Prayer, we are told to pray. If you're a believer, you're told to pray. If you're not a believer, don't pray. But if you're a believer, you're told to pray. Now, here's what I do know, that pray for the things that you can pray. We pray for the things, for God to do the things we can't do. God said, love your enemies. Why are you praying to God to love your enemy? Unless you say, God, I want you to help me love my enemy, right? Because many things we pray for are things that we've been asked to do. And so God ain't going to stop you from murdering somebody if you decide you can murder somebody. Unless he intervenes with somebody, like a police officer or a family member or parent or someone who intervenes to help you change your mind, that could happen too. So prayer matters. And I am, Laverne, let me say this real, while we have these last remaining moments. I don't have any issues with the Prime Minister's speech. Like, I'm not going to run around and say I disagreed with that the Prime Minister said, because I didn't think there was anything to disagree with.
Right.
This is the speech that has been made by every Minister of National Security, every Prime Minister who's ever come to the Bahamas, blaming people to say, oh, we need to do something about this crime problem. We more police, better courts. This is the right rhetoric in terms of those kinds of things.
Why I was saying, what was the expectation?
Beyond
what he said, that's why I wanted. What was the expectation? What is it that we wanted him to say?
The only thing I would say, though, is, one, see, if you spend the last 2+ years doing X, Y, and Z to get crime down and your murder rate is soaring, then that's the definition of it's not working. Therefore, one would say, okay, well, what's the adjustment? Because what I've sought to do is not working. At least not in terms of the numbers and the statistics, right? If that's the reality, if that's the case, because the Prime Minister is saying, we have a crisis, right? And because of it, I would have been wanting to talk to you about national development, but I have to come talk to you about this. How about this? National development. So that's one thing. The second thing is, I think more emphasis on where are the things, the tools, the resources to boost the intelligence component of crime fighting could be helpful to hear and also to execute. It may be being executed, but I'm saying it'll be helpful to hear. I think intelligence is a huge component of how we get to help ourselves going forward. And I didn't hear that. The other thing is, do you know, Laverne, that the commissioner of police has a legal responsibility to produce a crime plan, right? A policing plan.
No, I did not.
Yes, in the Police Act, he has a responsibility annually to produce a policing plan. Unless the act was repealed.
Right. Where's his plan?
Because what I found interesting was the Prime Minister never alluded to the Commissioner of Police's policing plan. Since getting police here, getting police there, and so forth, those are all policing things. Where is the Commissioner of Police's police plan as required by law? That wasn't mentioned. Right? So let me get it. See? Before the beginning of each year, the commissioner shall prepare for the minister a plan setting out the proposed arrangements for the policing of the Bahamas during that year, which plan shall be referred to as the commissioner's policing plan. The commissioner's policing plan shall include a statement of the force's priorities for the year, of the financial and human resources expected to be available, and of the proposed broad allocation for those resources, and shall give particulars of the force's objectives, the force's performance targets, and so forth and so forth. Now, mind you, again, this might have been repealed. I don't know. But
as far as you know, that was part of his responsibility.
And in any event, right, really policing is the commissioner of police's responsibility. And I would think that the government would refer to the police's policing plan, even if it's not legislative no more, because that's a part of your national crime strategy. I didn't hear it. Now, the other thing is, a lot of emphasis was placed on gangs. And I have no doubt that there are some collective groupings organized to some degree around some of this turf war. But let's be real now. All the characters of our murders are not gang-related, are they?
Not from some of the information
that has come out. So, you know, many things involved. Yeah, the Prime Minister mentions a comprehensive plan, and I could tell you when the National Security Minister gave his speech at the Government of Public Policy Institute, he gave an effective statement, etc. I think that what is left really. And I wouldn't even, like, honestly, I wouldn't even talk it. What is left is, go do it.
Right.
Like honestly.
Let your actions speak.
I made some determinations about some things this year, Laverne. And honestly, I told nobody. But I think they're seeing, right? I just didn't say a word. I just did it. Yeah.
Well, right? You know, and I understand that, but of course, you know, we want to hear from the Prime Minister. We're up in arms about crime, and we want to hear from the Prime Minister.
Oh, no question.
So we want the actions, but we also want the words. We want both. We want the words, and we want the action.
The reason why I mentioned that is, let me tell you something that is a great challenge to government officials. You listen. Very often the speeches are, I did this, I did that, I did that. We are going to do this, we're going to do that. But what you don't hear is, here is the result we've gotten from this, 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 and that. You don't hear much of that.
From the thing that we said we were going to do.
Now, why is that? Because sometimes, even before you talk, you got to deliver. And then come and say, right? Whenever you have to explain to people too much what you're doing for them, What does that tell you?
It's not effective because the people aren't feeling it. They aren't experiencing it.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so what happens is sometimes in our rhetoric, we build up hope. And you know the scripture saying, hope deferred makes the heart sick.
Yeah.
But I had no disagreement with anything said, anything of those nature, other than those two, so three points I made about the speech that I didn't quite.
That you didn't hear. Well, yeah. For me, I am looking forward to the action part of this speech, right? You see, because for me, all of these things are just plans or ideas that you have came up with in consultation with whomever. But I want to see what's coming after this. I want to hear about these things being enacted into law that you say that you're going to do. And I know I said it before and I want to say it again. We live in a society where a lot of times we expect someone to come and just do everything for us and just make it. We also have a collective responsibility. We also have a role to play in what we see happening. The home, the church, everybody, and we can't underscore that enough. People may be tired of hearing that, but the fact of the matter is that we all play a part.
I don't know what happened, Laverne. You don't know just now. But ladies and gentlemen, we are plumb out of time. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I've been here with Mrs. Laverne Gardner. Mixed Views coming up this Friday, 6 p.m. Check it out. I'm so glad that you could join us. We will, God spare life, return to you tomorrow. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, Collect, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance. Come on.